In June, the school board voted to change start times for the 2018-19 school year. The costs have been defined by the transportation study, and those expenses are part of the budget discussions currently underway. The day before the school board meeting, there was an explosion of text communication circulating throughout the Park City Education Association members, which is the teachers' union. KPCW reporters were looped in on that communication thread. The text stated the school board would be making a decision on start time changes in the board meeting on Tuesday. PCEA co-president Ben Kahn read a prepared statement from association members.
Finally, PCEA is dismayed at the lack of transparency on this evening's potential vote to change start times across the district for the next 18-19 school year. The vote appears to support a two-bell option, which was never surveyed with the community. In addition, the last survey, the 2017 survey results, showed that a majority, 42% of respondents, prefer no change to the current start times. As for secondary students, who this change supposedly benefits, 50% of high schoolers responded that no change was preferred. In addition, 62% of high school staff supported no change. Of the three proposed changes, option C, which most closely resembles the change you're voting on tonight, potentially, 56% of respondents were against option C.
Treasure Mountain Junior High School teacher Sharon Maddox gave a public comment expressing concerns with the decision to change start times.
Exact nature, the 8:30 to 3:20, this is the first time I ever thought that elementary schools were going to be split up. We have two elementary schools on one start time, two on another. I don't know how that happened.
Can I answer that one?
Sure.
It's all in this. That's where we got all of that information.
Okay. And then the 9:20 to 4:10, so we've got these two, that's the first I had seen about it within this document. So it just raised a lot of questions, including the sense of urgency that I was feeling, as well as, I guess I'm also wondering, I was under the impression, I think a number of people were, but that start times were going to perhaps be better coordinated with the realignment.
School Board Vice President J.J. Ehler said there was no plan to vote on changing start times in the meeting on Tuesday.
So can I clarify that it's a discussion item?
Okay.
And there cannot be any voting until it's posted as a voting item.
Okay.
As part of the budget. So we will not be voting tonight on it. It's just information.
Okay.
Just to make that clear.
Do you know when you are going to vote on it?
Right now it's part of the budget.
Business Administrator Todd Hauber says changing start times is the single biggest budget expenditure for next school year.
Changing the start times has significant costs associated with it. Operational costs in excess of $600,000, capital costs in excess of $2 million. So that's the largest single ticket item on our budget conversations. It wasn't a decision. It was just, let's make sure we understand all the parameters and aspects of this. That scenario is designed to accommodate the traffic load that we're seeing on 248. So having the high school start after 8:30, after 9 o'clock even to get over the peak on 248 is what we were looking at. So that was really a primary driver in that scenario. Is how do we avoid the traffic, not add to it, and still be able to bring the students in on time to school?
He says the transportation consultants they hired last year have broken out the costs and impacts of moving start times.
So we've gone and costed out the scenarios and said this is what works given the traffic patterns, the delivery of students, maximizing the route patterns that we have, not putting more on than we need to. We have to put some more on, but not any more than we need to.
Hauber says the board has been talking about start time changes for 2 years.
Obviously, this is not a new topic as we're coming into it. We're getting into the implementation phase. We're having conversations at the building levels. We're working with the administrators and discussing what those impacts are. One of the documents out on Board Docs, you can go take a look and see what that feedback is as we're trying to determine implementation. So we're trying to keep that open and available for everyone to see. So that's the full expectation, is that we'll have something worked out that's doable. The discussions now are looking at that implementation, saying, you know, do we still like this implementation? Does it work the way we expect it to? But there's not a, at this point, there's not a decision to retract that. It's just, how do we make it work?
The next school board meeting is Tuesday at 9 a.m. in the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.